This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
What's that?
Oh, Will. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
It's all right, Kai. It's only Brian. Come to see how we're getting on. Good girl.
Yeah, well done, Kai. Good guard dog work. How are you, Will?
Yeah, not bad. Just one more feeding station to do and, yeah, then I'm done for the day.
Good, good.
Yeah, Nick's got a roast on, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, sure you are.
So, yeah, we're pretty well sorted for the last shoot on Tuesday. I know it's only an informal day, but I still want to put up a decent number of birds.
Yes, actually...
And the forecast isn't looking too bad.
No, Will, I wasn't checking up on you.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like that.
You misunderstand me. I mean, I didn't know you were here. It was pure chance I came across you.
Oh, I see. Right.
I'm just out for a walk, trying to clear my head.
Gotcha. Is it the land contamination?
Yes, that and the related matters. Hanging rather heavily over me, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, it's a horrible thing to happen on your land.
It is. And I'm not really looking forward to tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Inspectors from the Environment Agency. I'm anticipating a bit of a grilling again.
Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you. I think I may well need it.
You coming in for a cup of tea?
Oh, in a minute, Em.
I brought back some of Mum's fruitcake.
Oh, awesome. How were they?
She was fine. Dad was in bed.
Oh, is he still bad?
Well, he's not great. I went up to see him, but he was really sleepy. Mum reckons he's running a temperature.
And this is because of the pigs getting loose?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounded horrific from what Tom said. He was pretty knackered himself the next day.
Yeah, and Dad's twice Tom's age.
Well, not quite.
Mum reckons he's thinking of retiring.
Well, Neil?
Yeah.
Never.
You should have seen him, Ed. It's like he's got full-on flu.
Yeah, but, you know, how often do you get a night like that? It was a bit of a one-off.
Still hard work with the pigs this time of year, trudging around in freezing mud.
Yeah, I suppose.
And if he does retire, what are they going to live on? I don't know if he's got much of a pension, and Mum's worried she'll end up the only breadwinner.
Well, there is only the two of them in that house. It's not like they've got little kids.
That's why the kefir is important.
Do what?
She's really pushing it. She needs the extra money.
No, I wouldn't worry. Your dad's a tough old bird.
Yeah.
But really, Em, don't get down about it.
No, it ain't that.
Well, what's up then?
Oh, I went by the shop on the way back from Ambridge View. I wish I hadn't.
Why?
I got my ear bent about this incident on Home Farm, the poison spill or whatever it is. It's Hilary Noakes at first, and then Kirsty. She went on and on about it.
Why are they bothering you?
Because I'm a parish councillor.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Kirsty wants some kind of higher authority involved.
Like what? The Environment Agency's all over that place like a rash.
People seem to expect me to do something, though.
Oh, come on.
Well, I feel I ought to. This is my first real test since I got elected.
What can you do about it?
I don't know. That's the trouble. Oh, I feel a bit out of my depth, to be honest. People have got all these questions, and I found myself promising them answers, but where do I start?
Well, if anyone's going to have answers, it'll be the owner of the land, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. Brian! Hang on a minute!
Emma!
I need to talk to you.
To me?
Yeah.
What about?
What do you think? It looks like World War III's broken out in one of your fields and no one knows what on earth's going on.
I can assure you they're doing their best down there.
But their best to do what?
Well, you know, contain things.
Well, they haven't contained things very well so far. If what I've heard is true, this TCE stuff's supposed to be really nasty. Suppose it gets into our drinking water.
There's no danger of that.
Well, you say that, but can you guarantee it?
Well, all I can say is I hope to have more information soon.
Soon? That's just not good enough, Brian.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid
there's
just
a... What's going on? What are you doing here, Emma?
I need some answers about the contamination.
What do you mean? You need some answers?
I'm a parish councillor.
Don't give you the right to pitch up and start shouting the odds. Brian's my boss, and he's having a hard time at the moment.
He's having a hard time.
And he's Ed's boss too. I thought you'd have more sense.
It's my job to speak up on behalf of the village.
I'm sure you mean well, Emma.
But you ain't talking on behalf of the village, though, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you've just been wound up by a few troublemakers looking to stir the slurry.
I'm surprised at you. I thought you'd want the countryside to be protected.
It is being. What do you think all those contractors are doing?
That is what I want to know. That's why I came here.
Well, I was trying to explain.
Oh, you don't just turn up on a Sunday afternoon without being invited. Now, maybe Brian might agree to have a meeting with you sometime.
Yes, possibly, but I'm afraid now is not very convenient, Emma. Perhaps when we've got a fuller grasp of the facts.
Right. There you are. So we're going to have to ask you to leave.
I suppose I don't want to.
Well, in that case, you'd be trespassing.
What?
Now, we're perfectly within our rights. Off you go.
Oh, I don't believe this.
And make an appointment next time.
Yeah, I might just do that.
No, I'm really sorry about that, Brian.
There's no need for you to apologise. I do understand people are worried.
Yeah, but...
She just caught me a bit on the back foot.
She don't know the right way to go about things, that's the trouble. But if you're all right...
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'll get off then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye. And thanks again.
No problem.
Not safe in my own yard. David, sorry to land this on you. I don't suppose you'd have a spare half hour by any chance.
Sit down, Brian. Do you want a drink? You look like you could use a whiskey.
Oh, no, I won't, thanks. I have to confess, I had a bit of a skinful last night.
Oh.
Still feeling a bit fragile, if I'm honest.
Well, I understand. It's hardly surprising, given this incident.
No.
I take it that's what's on your mind. Must be very worrying.
I'm at my wit's end, David.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, the fact that people have been abusing your trust by dumping stuff you had no knowledge of, extremely toxic chemicals, and because it's on your land, everybody seems to be blaming you.
Well, exactly, including the authorities. And the consequences for me, well, financially, it's looking like thousands of pounds a week.
Good Lord.
I mean, obviously we're insured for this sort of
thing.
No,
even so, that's tough.
Yeah, and to make things worse, I'm getting it in the neck from Adam, too.
Oh, dear.
Critical isn't the half of it.
If the family's divided, I know how awful that can be.
I simply don't have a clue what to do.
I was a bit nervous, to tell you the truth. But I, you know, put on a brave face. And I was asking Brian, what's going on?
Yeah?
And then Will appeared out of nowhere and told me I was trespassing.
He did what?
He ordered me off the farm.
Well, what's it got to do with him?
Exactly. He was just sucking up to his boss.
Well, it's not like Brian needs protecting. He's old enough and ugly enough to look after himself.
It was so embarrassing, Ed.
Ugh. Typical Will. Sticking his nose in where it ain't wanted. So, did you get any of the answers you were looking for?
No. Brian was just waffling about needing more facts. What am I going to tell the next person that stops me in the street and asks me about it?
Well, you could say that you're on the case. There you go, love.
No, thank you. No, I can't say that. That's being just as waffly as Brian.
It ain't right. You're entitled to find out what's going on. I'll tell Brian that myself if I have to.
Oh, no, Ed. Look, don't get me wrong. It's lovely you being so supportive, but I don't want you talking to Brian about this.
Why not?
Because of your job. You only just started there. It's not going to do anyone any good if you get sacked.
Harry ain't going to sack me.
We'd never get the deposit for our house then. I don't want him taking it out on you.
You ain't done anything wrong. Any road, it's Adam I answer to, not Brian.
He's still the big boss, though.
And I bet Adam knows Brian's got some explaining to do. Look, the bottom line, it's his land. It's his responsibility. I'll tell you something else. Will should know that and all.
What you must try to avoid, if you possibly can, is for this to divide you as a family. Believe me, I've been there.
I suppose you're thinking of the IBR.
Yeah, exactly. It made dealing with the problem much, much worse. And it took a long time for things to get back to normal.
Oh, thanks, David.
No, well, that's why I'm saying it's important. I mean, this must have happened years ago.
Absolutely. No, decades, in fact. I mean, I was a different man then. I was younger. Possibly a little naive, but weren't we all at that age?
Well, surely the family understands that, Brian.
Not Adam. He's really got the knives out for me.
That's not helpful. When you've messed up, no matter how badly others feel about you, it's nothing to how badly you feel about yourself.
Say that again.
It's like with Pip. Once she came clean about the IBR, we realised how much she was beating herself up.
Yes?
But she buckled down and she did everything she could to put things right. And in the end, people respected her for that.
All right, leave it on its hinges. Oh, it's you.
I ain't coming in.
Well, why bother coming round then?
Where'd you get off talking to Emma like that?
Oh, I get it. Gone on bleating to you, has she? Well, sent you up here to defend her honour.
No, she don't know that I've come. You were right out of order, Will.
How do you know? You weren't even there.
I know what Emma told me. You came on all heavy with her and you threw her off the farm.
Oh, yeah? Well, did she also tell you she was harassing our employer?
No, she weren't harassing him.
That's what it looked like to me, Ed.
She was asking him legit questions, which she's a perfect right to do as a parish councillor.
Oh, don't give me that.
She's been elected by the people of Ambridge to represent them. And everyone's worried sick about this contamination. You ain't telling me Nick ain't.
Oh, you leave Nick out of this.
It's Emma's job to ask difficult questions, and it don't matter who it's to or who works for him.
Well, if she'd gone about it the right way, rather than ambushing him on his own doorstep, well, she might have stood more chance. If she wants to be treated like a grown-up, she needs to behave like one.
You know, that's the sort of patronising attitude that she's been fighting against. That's why she stood for election.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'm proud of her for having the guts to do it. So just wind your neck in, yeah? Or you'll have me to answer to.
After getting the third degree from Emma Grundy, it was just what I needed.
David's got a sound head on his shoulders.
And he's had his toes in the fire in the past as well. He understands what we're going through. Shall I finish this toast?
Yes, if you can manage it.
I seem to have a bit more appetite today.
Well, that's good. And I hope you realise now that not everyone's against you.
No, just 98% of the population.
Morning!
Oh, hello, darling. We don't normally see you at this time of day.
Adam asked me to pop in. Mum mentioned you'd had Emma Grundy shouting her mouth off. Just ignore her, Dad. She's never happy unless she's sticking her nose in somewhere. Can't think where she gets it from.
It's not on.
What does Adam want you for?
I don't know. He wouldn't say.
Oh, he'd asked us to be around too. All a bit formal.
I hope he won't be long. Got a big day today.
Oh, he said 8:30. I'm sure he's on his way. Do you want some coffee while you're waiting?
No, thanks. I've already drunk a bucket of the stuff.
Oh, right.
Taking Emma Grundy out of the equation.
Oh, how I wish we could.
Bearing up, Dad?
Well, it's up and down, Alice, to be honest. I've got a meeting with some investigators from the Environment Agency this afternoon. I'd be lying if I said I was looking forward to it. Given the choice, I'd rather have Joe Grundy perform root canal surgery. But I had a good talk with David yesterday, and I decided to get off the ropes and try to take more control.
What else can you do?
Well, I've been avoiding people ever since this happened, but I refuse to be intimidated by people like Emma Grundy.
Sounds like a plan.
Ah, good.
Here we are, Adam, as instructed.
Well, let's say requested, shall we?
So?
I'm sure you can guess what this is about. Home Farm is currently facing the biggest crisis in its history. If the insurers find a legal reason to deny cover, we'll be facing a bill that may end up being effectively limitless. And although this disaster is clearly Brian's personal responsibility...
Hey, that's a bit harsh, Adam. Whoever dumped those drums is ultimately to blame.
Yeah, but no one seems to know who they are, which is also Brian's responsibility.
All right, I'm not backing away from any of this.
Good. Because of the grave implications for all of us, it's not something we can leave to you alone to sort out.
No, no, we all need to rally round.
Mm. I'd rather look at it as formulating a defensive plan. Mm. So, to that end, I want to call an emergency meeting of the family partnership. Before the end of the week, ideally.
All of us?
Oh, of course.
Would Debbie be able to get over at such short notice?
And Kate's only just gone to South Africa.
So they can join us online, but the four of us need to be there.
And Ruth, to speak for Rory.
Yeah, naturally. I'll ring her today to see what her availability's like.
Oh, I couldn't do tomorrow or Thursday.
Brian?
Well, I'm seeing my solicitor on Wednesday morning. I wouldn't want to change that. Otherwise, there's nothing I couldn't move.
I'm sure I'll be able to fit in with everyone else.
OK. Thanks, Mum.
So can I get off now? I've got a big client pitch to prepare for.
Yeah, sure.
If it goes well, it could be my biggest sale yet.
Oh, good luck, darling.
Thanks. Let me know, Adam, so I can book the time off.
Yeah, I'll try to have it sorted by the end of the day. I'll let you know.
OK, see you.
Bye, darling.
Right then, I've got some top dressing to do.
Oh, Adam, before you go, I know you've had some criticism of how I've handled things up to now.
Quite justified, I'd say.
I'm not trying to defend myself. I just want you to know that from now on I'm going to be tireless in putting this right.
I'm not sure it can be put right, Brian.
We can't turn the clock back, I agree. I'm doing everything in my power to help the decontamination team with a clear-up.
I know that, but I mean, what can you practically do?
That's why I'm seeing Harriet on Wednesday. Get a solicitor's perspective.
Okay. Well, I don't suppose it can do any harm. Anyway, Ian and I need to speak to you on another matter.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, ideally this afternoon, after Ian's finished lunch service.
What about, darling?
If you don't mind, I'd rather wait until Ian's available.
Hello, Alice.
Nick! How are you doing, lovely?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just looking for a present for Will's birthday. You?
Oh, it couldn't be better. And what are you planning to get your dark and brooding William?
Well, I was thinking of a box set. You seem cheerful.
Oh, I have just landed a major deal. Serious money for Price Bowman.
Great!
So when the client offered to buy me a drink, well, I could hardly say no, could I?
Right.
So anyway, I better get back to the office and tell everyone the good news. Oh, oops.
You're not driving, are you?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I've only had a couple.
Alice, should you? I mean, if you had an accident or something, you'd never forgive yourself.
Oh, but I need to get back.
Look, I'll call Chris, shall I? Get him to pick you up.
No. I don't want him to get the wrong idea.
How much longer is he going to be?
Well, sorry, Adam. Really couldn't say. He definitely thought he'd be finished by now. Well, do you want a top-up?
Yes, okay.
Shall I pour?
Oh, thanks, Ian.
I'll let you do your own milk and sugar.
No problem.
Are you going to give up sugar for Lent this year?
No chance. If anything, I'm thinking of doubling it.
Alan mentioned an interesting challenge for Lent, actually.
Yes?
You know, we normally use it to raise money for a good cause.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, this year it's an organisation that helps victims of modern slavery. It's shocking when you find out how widespread it is.
Well, that does sound like a good cause. There you are. Oh,
thanks.
Jennifer?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So, to raise the money, Alan was wondering if we could do better than usual. You know, giving up sugar or chocolate.
Or alcohol.
Yes, exactly.
So what's it going to be?
Afraid I've no idea.
Well, let's face it, you've got other things on your mind at the moment.
Well, yes, and you have too. So, how are things going with your baby plans?
Shall we tell her?
We might as well. Brian will just have to catch up.
Well, what is it?
We've been matched with an egg donor.
Oh, Adam! Well, who's from?
It's anonymous.
But the clinic will collect eggs from the donor soon.
And Adam's going to make his donation and have a blood test tomorrow.
So, it's actually happening.
Oh, how wonderful! But, well, what about the post-mother?
Right. You know Lexi, who used to be a picker here?
She's going to be your surrogate?
She is, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She's having a day of counselling and tests on Thursday.
And assuming they go okay, then, yeah, it's all systems go.
Are you all right, Mum?
Yeah, yes, of course. Well, naturally, I'm delighted. It's just that...
What?
Well, we've had our differences in the past, but... Well, if she's offered, then I...
Oh, she's really amazing, Mum.
Yeah, I'm sure she is, but...
What?
How well do you actually know her?
Well, I'd say pretty well. She was a good supervisor.
Yeah, we've been working closely at Grey Gables.
Yes, yes, I suppose so.
And we've got to know her as a person, not just a colleague.
But do you actually trust her? I mean, are you sure she'll give the baby to you when it's born?
As sure as anyone can be.
Well, I suppose it must take a very, very special person to do something as generous as this.
It does, and she is.
Well, in that case, you've really got my full support.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, come here, both of you. Oh, at last. That's some good news.
There you are. Nice and strong.
Oh, thanks, Nick. You're an angel.
How we collect your car?
Chris can run me in this evening. I'll say it won't start or something, or I'll just get a taxi, but... Don't worry, I'll make sure I'm sober first.
Good.
You were probably right about me not driving. Thank you.
That's all right.
No, I mean it, really.
We'll always be in your corner, Alice. Me and Will. Your family's been very good to us.
You deserve it.
I know you're going through a tough time at the moment, but, well, everyone makes mistakes, don't they?
So my sample has to be quarantined for a month while it's tested. Then, a couple of weeks after that, there should be a frozen embryo.
So that's... Oh!
Yes! With luck, we could have a baby by Christmas.
Oh, how exciting!
I'm so sorry. It took much longer than I expected. Then I had to return a call.
Adam and Ian are going to have a baby!
Huh? You mean?
Yeah, everything's in place.
Oh, well, congratulations.
So, we've got a big favour to ask. Do you think Lexi could use the holiday cottage while she's pregnant?
Lexi's going to be the host mother.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yes, yes, of course. I mean, that'll be fine, won't it, darling?
I suppose so.
Well, she's staying with Roy initially, but obviously that might not be practical in the long term.
Yeah, and then if her daughters want to come and visit, the cottage will have more room.
Well, yes. Yes, of course. I mean, anything. If there's anything at all we can do to help... Don't hesitate.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both.
So, how was the meeting?
Well, now, as I said, I made it clear to them how keen I am to facilitate this clean-up. In fact, I went over to Low Mead this morning. Half a mind to fire those contractors and get someone else. At least then they might sort this out quickly instead of constant lunch breaks.
Are you joking?
Well, at least none of the drums have exploded.
You can't fire the contractors the EA recommended. That'll incur more time and expense finding someone else. We're losing money literally by the minute, Brian.
Never mind.
Look, I'm sorry. I have to get back to work. I'm meeting Kathy at 5:30.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Oh, no, you stay, Adam.
No, what's the point? Just be prepared to give a full report to the partnership meeting.
Yes, I will.
10:30 Friday.
We'll use the dining room, shall we?
Fine.
And I know things are rather difficult at the moment, but we really are very pleased about your news, aren't we, darling?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, thank you, and we'll keep you informed.
Right. Let's go, then.
OK. See you soon.
Yeah, bye. He's got a point, Brian.
I know, I got it wrong. Just trying to show willing here.
And presumably that wasn't all you covered.
No. What they were really after was whether I knew what was in the unlabeled drums and about the Dieldrin and other chemicals.
And what did you say?
I told the truth, of course.
Well, of course. I mean, you had no knowledge of anything toxic or hazardous being dumped there.
Well, why on earth would I knowingly or deliberately poison my own land?
And did they believe you?
Oh, sure. They weren't the easiest to read, but yeah, I think so.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, trouble is, now I've got another thing hanging over my head. That phone call I mentioned.
Yes?
Neil Carter. He's very keen for me to attend this public meeting on Wednesday.
Well, you told Alice you weren't going to hide away.
Yes, I know.
Well, get it over with,
then.
But
the last thing I want to do is face a room full of Emma Grundys.
No, I do understand. But if you don't...
I know.
It'll look as though you've got something to hide.
So, with the antenatal classes, Pip, it seems to me you've essentially got two choices. Mm. No, oh, which tab is it on? Oh, yeah, this one. Can you see okay?
Yeah, fine.
You've got the sort where it's mainly about the pregnancy and preparing for labour, and, yeah, then you've got the longer course where they also cover the early stages of being a parent. So, which one do you think you'd prefer?
I don't know, Toby.
I reckon it would be best to do the longer one, don't you? It's only 16 and 17 hours total.
17 hours?
Well, not all in one go, obviously. Mm. So some are over a couple of full days, like two Saturdays, and others are shorter sessions over a longer period.
It says here they start around 8 to 10 weeks before the baby's due. I'm only 14 weeks.
I know, but they get booked up really quickly, and we need to get on the list as soon as possible. Oh, and something you can start right away is this.
Yoga?
Yep, specially designed for pregnant women.
No, I'm not going to start doing yoga. I've had enough about that from Kate. I'm half expecting her to be messaging me from South Africa about it.
Are you all right, Pip? You seem a bit...
Sorry. Sorry, I'm just a bit fed up of being treated like public property.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just...
No, it's not you. It's everyone else.
Like...
Everyone! From Tracy Horobin to Sabrina Thwaite, they all seem to know my business.
Well, that's Ambridge, isn't it?
And they're all experts, you name it. We're working while pregnant, birth, childcare.
I suppose if they've been through
it. They just can't wait to tell me how wrong I'm getting it. Tracy was banging on about how shared custody never works just because one of her mates had her kids taken out of the country.
What?
Turns out she meant Wales for a holiday.
Oh.
And this morning I had to spend 20 minutes justifying myself to Arthur Spender.
Who's Arthur Spender?
The rep from Churchill Animal Feeds.
What's it got to do with him?
You tell me! Well, just because his daughter had trouble arranging childcare, she's in a completely different situation to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I can see that would be irritating. But...
Yeah, I know. I know, it's not your problem.
No, it's not that. But I still think we ought to sort these classes out.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Can you send me the links?
Yeah, sure. Oh, and I've got something from Dad.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Toby.
Hello, Jill.
Morning.
How are you?
Getting over a cold.
Oh, dear. Have you been baking?
A Dundee cake.
It smells delicious.
Don't mind me.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is so sweet. It's a card from Toby's dad, Gran.
Is it now?
As soon as he heard about the baby, he wanted to get in touch.
Oh, he's written a really lovely message.
Yes, Robin was never short of charm.
And he said, as soon as the baby's born, I'm to set up a junior ISA and he'll fund it.
It's going to take more than that, you know.
I'm sorry?
I know the Fairbrothers have always thought money can solve everything.
Gran...
But a baby takes hands-on care.
I'm sure Robin knows that.
I think he just wants to do what he can.
He sounds really pleased about the baby.
And if he wants to offer a bit of financial support, then I'm not going to stand in his way.
Don't you think it's nice that he's so interested?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I booked Eddie to do some lambing shifts. Mainly nights.
He'll be pleased about that.
Yeah. Especially since we thought we wouldn't be using him for quite a while.
But then Pip got pregnant.
And the milk price went up, thank goodness. So at least we can cover the costs.
Yeah.
Your mum and I will mainly concentrate on calving.
That makes sense.
But you're going to have to pull your weight too.
I do pull my weight.
No, I mean with the lambing and calving.
What?
Yes, Josh. It's our busiest time of the year. We can't manage it with just two of us and a casual relief.
I've got a business to run.
Look, I'm not asking for a full-time commitment, and I will make sure that your shifts don't clash with any meetings or what have you.
Dad.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Toby. You
heading in for a coffee break?
Something like that, yeah.
You've got a nice cake to go with it.
Oh, great.
Okay, well, I better get on. These botanicals won't add themselves.
Don't let us stop you.
No, right. See you then.
See ya. Listen, Dad, obviously I'm happy to do my bit on the farm, but you know I'm not great with lambing and calving, especially calving.
You know the ropes.
It's not where my strengths lie, though.
Josh, if you come up against something you genuinely can't cope with, you can always give your mum or me a shout.
Yeah, if you're here.
Come on, given the time of year, we're hardly likely to go very far. The bull will be about the furthest, and that's if we're lucky.
Pip's going to owe me for this, big time.
No, I do not want you saying anything like that to her. She feels bad enough about the timing of this, without you rubbing it in. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, okay.
When is this meeting?
Tomorrow evening.
Gosh, full house.
And I hear Brian's going to be there to answer questions.
Is this the meeting about the contamination?
Yes.
Oh, Uncle Brian's going to face the angry mob.
Shula wanted to go, but she's got a Hump Master thing. So I'll go with Kirsty.
I expect she was going already, wasn't she?
Yes. She's got a lot to say about it, as you can imagine.
Kirsty was the one who first discovered the dead fish.
People are very upset about it all.
Understandably.
He's going to get slaughtered.
Well, let's be fair. You've got to give him credit for facing the village. And he's doing what he can to help with the clean-up.
As we're all here, would this be a good time for an update on the new parlour?
Fine by me. David?
Yeah, sounds good.
You don't need me for that, do you?
You'd be welcome to sit in, Mum.
No, that's all right. There's something I need to look up. Tea in the pot and help yourself to cake.
Thanks, Jill. Tea, George?
Oh, yes, please.
So, where are we?
OK. I'm going to set up an appointment with Russ.
Who's Russ?
The area manager from the agency.
Paxley Milton Services.
Oh, that Russ.
Yeah, he's seen so many different types of parlour, practically all over the country, so I'm sure he'll be able to give me lots of good pointers, things to look out for, things to avoid.
And will he be okay to do that?
There you go.
Thanks, Mum.
I messaged him and he said he'd be happy to. It's just a case of finding a time we can both do.
Would this be just theoretical, or would he be able to suggest some actual installations you could take a look at?
Well, the second, hopefully.
Great.
Do you think we should take a step back, though?
What do you mean, love?
Well, when we made the decision to upgrade the parlour, the situation was rather different.
In what way?
You weren't pregnant?
Exactly. So, is this really the time to be investing, what, 300,000?
Something like that.
When you've got other priorities?
No! Me being pregnant shouldn't make any difference.
It already does.
Josh.
It's not just the pregnancy. It's what comes afterwards.
No, Mum. This is a business decision. You thought it was the right time for the business to invest, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
And I agree. So we should get on with it.
OK. I just thought I should mention it.
Could you sling the teapot over?
Sorry.
Thanks.
You know what we should do? We should get a rotary.
What?
A rotary?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit OTT for a herd of 220, isn't it?
You've got to think of the future. How long do you want this one to last? 20 years?
With a bit of luck.
So we'll probably be up to, what, 1,000 cows by then? Maybe two?
How do you make that out?
That's the way things are going, Dad. Smaller herds are going out of business all the time, getting hoovered up by the big boys.
50 or 60 head herds, maybe. But there'll still be a place for farms like this if they get the systems right.
Believe that if you like, Mum.
Where will that logic end, eh? Britain reduced to a dozen dairy farms?
Yeah, maybe.
Each with hundreds of thousands of cows in sheds?
Oh, they wouldn't be farms, they'd be factories.
Would it matter as long as Brookfield's one of the dozen?
No way.
You've been reading too much science fiction, Josh.
I'm just saying.
Let me pass the milk.
Back on planet Earth, what we need is a parlour that will milk 200-odd quickly, with some potential for expansion later on.
We want another herringbone, basically, don't we? Just with some of the new technologies built in.
Sounds about right to me.
Well, I'll see what Russ recommends, then we can take a look at a few.
Sorry, me again. I think I left my tablet.
Oh, it's on there, Toby.
That's it. Thanks. I'm sorry to bother you.
No problem.
I think we've pretty much covered it, anyway.
Well, I'll get out of your hair. Sorry again.
Right, let's see what Russ has to say.
OK. Right, I'll give him a ring now. Try to firm up a time.
OK. Toby as well organised as ever, then?
I know. But he was quite sweet at the scan.
This cake's good.
Leave some for the rest of us.
I will.
Bumped into Neil this morning.
Oh, how is he?
He's still looking like death. Shouldn't be up and about, if you ask me.
Oh, the poor thing.
Very encouraging about us becoming grandparents, though.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
He says he's sure we'll love it as much as he does.
He's a smashing granddad.
Yeah, he even tried to cheer me up about Toby. Remember how worried he was when Emma and Ed got together?
Hard to forget.
Yeah. But he says now he is as proud of Ed as if he were his own son.
Oh.
Yeah, well, somehow I can't see Toby ever maturing into an Ed. But it was a nice thought.
Oh, do you need a desk?
I just wanted to put something in the diary. It's no rush. What is it?
Email from Alan about the Lenten appeal. After 10 minutes in the shop listening to Derek Fletcher, he wonders if people might be willing to give up complaining.
I see.
Might be something in that, I suppose. Anyway, let me get out of your way.
Thanks. I'll close the email, shall I?
Oh.
What's this? Children's savings account.
I didn't mean you to see that.
Gran, you're not trying to get one up on Toby's dad, are you?
Not at all. I've been thinking for some time I ought to start a little nest egg for the baby. He just jogged my memory.
Have you seen the lemon and carving book? Your dad wants to put Josh down for some.
Here it is. Thanks. Robin's sending some money because he's not here, Gran. You'll be on the spot.
I must admit, now I'm getting used to the idea. I can't wait till we're looking after a baby again.
Exactly. You'll be brilliant. Was there anything else, Mum?
No. Oh, sorry to disturb you.
Oh, no problem. So, yeah, that's going to be much more help than any savings account.
What is your mother like?
Sorry?
I've just heard her talking to Pip like she's going to be some kind of full-time nanny.
What?
And Pip was lapping it up.
She surely can't expect that from Mum.
There's no way Jill can care for a baby at her age.
Well, we've got to nip this one in the bud. Pip needs to get real. And fast.
And take your shoes off before you go upstairs! I could have picked them up, Emma.
Oh, it's all right. I was getting mine anyway. You come into this public meeting tonight.
Public meeting?
About the contamination.
Oh, no, I'm working at the Bull.
Brian's going to be there, taking questions.
Is he? That's brave of him.
Between you and me, Nick, I think I might have had something to do with that.
Really?
I made him realise he can't hide away.
Well, whatever. How's your dad?
Oh, he's still not great.
Oh, I thought he was feeling better.
Well, he got up and did a few things yesterday, but it really took it out of him. He's meant to be chairing this meeting tonight, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's not up to it.
Oh, dear.
Still, I've been doing a lot of research, so I can always step in if I have to.
Are you allowed?
It's not a parish council meeting. Why? What's the problem?
Nothing. You've clearly got a lot to say on the subject.
How did it go with Harriet?
Well,
not good.
Oh, she was as positive as she could be. You pay solicitors to give you the truth and massage your ego, don't you?
So...
I was hoping that by doing everything they asked of me to help with the clear-up, actually trying to go above and beyond that, might reduce the chance of prosecution.
She didn't think so.
She thought showing good faith might help mitigate any sentence.
Only if you're found guilty, though.
Well, of course, Alice, yeah, which is far from a given, believe me. But it'd be unlikely to stave off a prosecution altogether.
Well... Never mind, Dad. Even if it doesn't do much with the court, maybe it'll help with the neighbours.
Shame your dad's still poorly.
Yeah, he's been having trouble shaking it off.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Still, I'm happy to stand in, Emma. I was coming to the meeting anyway.
Stand in?
To chair on Neil's behalf.
You, but...
Neil asked me, so...
Dad asked you?
Yeah, he rang me this morning.
I see.
Anyway, we'd better get started. I'll see you later. Brian, are you about ready?
As I'll ever be.
Well, good luck and remember what I said.
Oh, is it all right if I sit next to you, Kirsty?
Yeah, help yourself.
Oh. You okay? Well, I did think that... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Excuse me. Thanks.
Who's that? Oh. That tall bloke next to Pat. I don't recognise him.
Oh, he's a builder. Someone Moss?
Philip Moss?
I think so.
He's the one that keeps getting work Eddie could have done.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. Thank you. Neil Carter was going to chair this meeting, but I'm afraid he's unwell, so I'm going to do the honours. For those who don't know me, I'm David Archer from Brookfield Farm here in Ambridge.
Another farmer.
And related to Brian.
So we're obviously here to discuss the contamination of the Am and some adjoining land, particularly at Home Farm. And I'm very pleased that Brian Aldridge, who owns Home Farm, has agreed to come here tonight. Before we take questions, I'd like to ask Brian to give a brief explanation of the situation as he understands it. Brian.
Oh, thank you, David. Well, I think the first thing I want to say...
Sorry. Thanks, sir. Yeah, go on, Brian. Ignore me.
Thank you, Kenton. Yes, as I was saying, I'm very happy to come here tonight. And I really hope that this evening will help put everyone's minds at rest. The Environment Agency have sorted the river, and I myself have employed a firm of specialist contractors, and they're working very hard to contain any further, undesirable outcomes.
Undesirable outcomes? What, like deaths from poisoning? Yes.
Please, you'll have your say shortly, I promise. Let Brian finish his remarks first.
Thank you, David. And I'm cooperating fully with the authorities and liaising several times a day with the contractor to facilitate their operations. Of course, I realise there's been a degree of worry.
More than a degree?
And so, as a gesture of goodwill, I'd like to fund some future local event to make up for the inconvenience.
That's just blatant bribery.
All right. I think we better start taking questions now.
Great, I have a question.
One at a time, please. Emma.
Yeah, I have a question.
Please, quiet. Let's hear Emma's question.
There have been reports on Radio Borsetshire.
Yes, I'm aware of them.
And Kenny Malachar, one of their reporters, has raised the question of who knew about this illegal chemical dump.
Well, certainly not me, I can assure you, Emma.
Oh, you can't expect us to believe that.
No, honestly. It was as much a shock to me as it was to you.
Well, everyone round here knows you're a ruthless businessman.
Well, that's probably a bit strong, isn't it?
You can't expect us to believe you didn't know what was going on in your own backyard.
Yeah.
We've all seen the massive machines and the industrial-scale operations that go on at Home Farm and the Barrow Estate, which you manage. This disaster is just what inevitably happens when you have complete contempt for the environment.
No, now, come on, hold on.
Who asked you to speak?
I'm not sure David asked you, actually, miss.
No, fair enough, Kirsty. Let's hear what Mr. Moss has to say.
Mr. Aldridge has just stated clearly and on the record that he had no knowledge of this dump. Unless there's evidence otherwise, you've got to be very careful throwing accusations around.
Absolutely. I'm only saying what everyone knows.
Well, I think you've made your point, Kirsty. Another question, please.
Yes.
Kenton.
You mentioned funding some sort of village event.
Yes.
What sort of thing did you have in mind?
Oh, Kenton. What sort of question is that?
And I think you've got to give him credit for doing what he can to help with the decontamination.
You're a builder, aren't you?
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Hardly surprising to find you defending a big landowner. You're all in the business of destroying the countryside for profit.
Excuse me?
Kirsty.
I happen to know you've done work for Justin Elliott, and everyone knows the damage that man's caused.
Actually, I take a very environmental approach to my work.
David? Yeah, I bet you do. All talk and no action, just like we've heard tonight.
David, aren't you meant to be chairing this meeting?
I am trying, believe me.
We're here to talk about Justin Elliott. This is about our children being poisoned.
No, I must protest. No one has been poisoned.
You tell her, Dad.
Well, I have.
There's nothing wrong with you, Kirsty. You told my wife that the hospital gave you a clean bill of health.
For now, yeah. Who knows what the long-term consequences might be? The poison could live in our bodies for years, for all you know.
Quiet, please. Look, this is getting us nowhere.
So, how was it then?
Oh, Nick, it was a disaster. How much is that?
£5.50. Contactless, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Oh. Oh, it would have been better if Dad had never done it.
Pine of Shires, was it?
Please. Alice, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it was not your fault.
Hi, Nick. How's it been?
Oh, quite quiet.
Well, everyone was at the meeting.
Yeah, which was anything but quiet.
I was there, Dave.
I did try to make sure Brian had a fair hearing.
Oh, I know.
Emotions were running too high, I think.
Mm.
And Emma didn't help things by trying to take over. Lord knows what the papers are going to make of it.
That's the guy from the Westbury Courier, isn't it?
Where?
Just come in. He was at the back taking notes.
Ah, I thought so.
Never mind, David. Oh, I don't think I've congratulated you yet.
Congratulated me?
Yeah, I'm becoming a grandfather.
Hey, well, steady on. 6 months away, yeah?
It would take that long to get used to Toby being the dad.
Yeah, well, let's just say we're adjusting slowly.
Anything else?
You're okay, aren't you, Alice?
Oh, actually, if you're buying. I'll have another Pinot Grigio, please.
Oh, looks like it's a good thing me and Jolene invested in Scruff Gin, isn't it?
Oh, how'd you make that out?
Oh, that's what's going to be providing for my little great-nephew in the future. Or great-niece.
Yeah. Believe me, Kent, we are not banking on Toby ever being able to pay his whack.
No, I reckon it was a smart move.
Oh, if you say so.
But, OK, so he may not be the most reliable bloke in the village.
Mm. Takes one to know one.
But he's really getting on board with the whole baby thing.
He might be talking the talk.
No, really. He was in here the other day. No, he knows more about antenatal classes than I ever did, I can tell you.
Well, if he is starting to face his responsibilities like a grown-up, all I can say is it's taken him a long time.
Well, at least Pip had Elizabeth at the beginning.
Elizabeth? What did Elizabeth have to do with it?
I just presumed you knew.
You what?
Look, forget I said anything. You coming to the quiz on Sunday?
Are you saying that Elizabeth knew about this before we did?
I'm sure it was only because Pip was living at Lower Loxley at the time. You know how women can guess these things.
Well, thank you.
Dave, where are you going?
Home.
What about your beer?
Another Pinot Grigio. Large.
Don't you think you've had enough?
Well, I'm not driving, Nick.
No, I didn't mean that. You must have four already.
I want another one.
Well, maybe call it a night now, eh?
What are you? The wine police?
Alice?
You haven't called last orders, so...
Okay, look, how about a bit of a change? You like a mojito, don't you?
Just get me a drink.
Brian?
Hello, David.
Are you all right? When did the car start?
No, it's fine. I've just been... You know, thinking.
I'm really sorry about the meeting.
No, I blame myself. I just hope the family give me a better hearing on Friday.
$6.95, please.
Thank you. That wasn't so difficult, was it?
No, you're right. Enjoy your drink.
Oh, I intend to.
Nick?
Yeah?
Could you come over here a moment, please?
Yeah, what is it?
You didn't put any rum in that mojito, did you?
No,
you held the glass up to the octo, but you didn't press it.
Yeah, you see...
And then you charged Alice the full price.
Yeah, I... Oh, Kendall, no, I'm not on the fiddle or anything. Honestly, I...
So what's going on?
Well, she was getting quite drunk. I thought if the courier guy saw it, then...
The courier guy?
Well, you know, the journalist. If he realised who she was...
What if he did?
I don't know. I thought it would look bad. More gossip, maybe. I mean, the Olges are in enough trouble, aren't they?
So you did the opposite of spiking her drink?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest. It all sounds a bit weird to me. But Alice wasn't out of control, was she? Just a bit loud.
Well,
and charging customers incorrectly on purpose. That is fraud, Nick.
Yes. I realise that now. I knew she'd had a hard time tonight with her dad, and... I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
But better not.
I'm sorry, Kenton.
Listen, Nick. You can't start interfering in people's private business. Trust me. It just makes things a million times worse.
We'll have to start researching architects soon.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, we want someone who's got experience in that sort of building.
Ideally carbon neutral with extensive use of reclaimed materials.
Right. Helen, have you got any further with that promotion I suggested?
Promotion?
For the kefir. The display about gut health.
Oh.
I was thinking of some headline facts about how many microbes there are in the human gut and why they're important.
Yeah.
Maybe with some simple eye-catching diagrams.
But to be honest, Susan, I'm not sure the kefir is going to merit that sort of expense. I know Tom's still quite enthusiastic.
Very, I'd say.
But the kefir looks to me to be a very niche market. If we're investing money, it needs to be in an area that's likely to bring a good return.
I'm only talking about a couple of pop-up displays. This teaching centre's going to cost thousands.
Oh, yes.
Hello. The thing is,
Linda, you can't come in.
You're not togged up.
Yes, I know. But I just wanted to say that as Pat's away today...
Is Pat away?
Yep. Training to work with vulnerable adults for the Elms.
Oh, right.
So I said I'd milk Linda and Scarlett.
Oh, yes, she did mention it. But thanks for reminding us.
Right, I'll let you get on then. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Can you pass me that jug?
Yeah. I don't deny the new building's going to cost quite a lot of money, but... It's not just going to be for teaching. It'll be a processing centre as well.
Yeah, you said.
So, it'll be focused right on the core of our business, which is cheese, yoghurt and ice cream.
It could be other things too.
Maybe in the future. But at the moment, Susan, I just don't think you've quite nailed it.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Alan. You know Lexi, don't you?
Yeah, of course. How are you doing, Lexi?
Hello.
Alan's the vicar?
Yes, I know.
Not on the bike, then? Alan usually rides a motorbike.
That I did not know.
Ah, no, I'm training it today. In more ways than one.
Oh?
It was a half-day workshop. Boundaries in ministry. Mm. How about you guys?
Oh, we're
going to Feltersham.
Oh, what are you going to be doing there?
Oh, I have a medical appointment.
And we're going to do some shopping afterwards. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday, Roy.
Thank you.
I hope you're all right, Lexi.
Yeah, she's fine, aren't you?
It's nothing to worry about, just some routine tests.
Oh, glad to hear that. Oh, are you on this one?
No, the one after.
Not too long to wait, then.
No.
I don't think I saw you at the meeting last night, to discuss this contamination problem.
Oh, no, we were not there.
I was working.
Oh, it turned into a rather rowdy affair. Poor old Brian looked like he'd been kicked by a horse. And Alice was very upset in the pub afterwards.
Oh, feelings are running high.
Yeah, say that again. Look, right, well, I hope your train's as punctual as this one. Nice to see you again, Lexi.
And bye. You. Bye. Oh, he's a nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Lexi.
Oh, what did you think I was going to tell him? I wasn't going to say anything. Did you just expect me to blurt it out?
No, of course not. I mean, I know a lot of Adam's family already know, but...
Don't worry. It's too early to say anything yet. There are many reasons why it might not happen.
Yeah.
The test might not go well, or the implantation might not work.
Yeah, it's a complicated process.
Of course. But at the moment, it's for Adam and Ian to tell who they want, not for me.
Good.
Of course, when people see I'm pregnant, that will be another matter.
You mean you'll explain that it's not mine?
Of course. If I'm asked about it.
Really?
Certainly.
But what will people think?
Well, that's up to them. Nice people will be happy for Ian and Adam. And if they aren't nice people, then who cares what they think?
Okay.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, Roy.
No, I know. I wasn't saying it was.
So, let's hope today goes well then.
Linda?
Oh, hello again. Something wrong?
Oh, no. Just on my coffee break. Thought I'd come and take a look.
Oh, feel free.
You look like you're enjoying that.
It is a very positive sensory experience. Quite primeval in its way.
Oh, yeah.
And Scarlett definitely likes it, don't you, girl? Yeah.
Could I have a go, do you think?
You, Susan?
Well, it's always good to learn a new skill. I might be able to do it if Pat's away again and you're working or something.
Ah, looking to the future. Nothing behind me, everything ahead of me.
Pardon?
It's a quote from my latest read, as is ever so. On the road. Kerouac.
Oh, don't really approve of that book. Christopher read it when he was 14 and then he went off hitchhiking.
Really? How far did he get?
Felpersham.
Oh, an epic journey.
Neil had to go and collect him. By the time he got back, his tea was all dried up.
An escapade truly worthy of a beat poet. Well, if you'd like to try milking, you'll need to wash your hands first.
Well, I did that before I left the dairy.
In that case, be my guest.
Thank you.
It's a sort of progressive action. Wrap your thumb and forefinger round the teat where it meets the udder.
Like this?
Not too tight, but enough to trap the milk in the teat. And then simply curl your other fingers around the teat. No, not all at once, progressively.
Oh, how do you mean progressively?
Well, one by one, starting at the top.
Like this?
No, in a smooth movement. Progressively.
Oh, stop saying progressively.
Oh, now you're upsetting
her. Oh, maybe I'll ask Pat to show me another time.
Well, as you like. It's all right, it's all right. Yes. Don't be too hard on yourself, Susan. I know you find it difficult to take direction.
I beg your pardon.
It shows in your dramatic performances too, if you don't mind my saying.
Dramatic performances?
It's probably why your Fairy Buttercup wasn't singled out for public praise. Unlike my Carabosse.
Well, you might have got a good write-up for that, but well, once our kefir takes off, I expect people will want to write articles about me too.
Hmm. One can always live in hope.
Anyway, I need to get back to work.
I must say, if you really want the kefir to be a success...
Yes?
You should consider making it from goat's milk. Well, let's face it, anyone with an interest in health is likely to prefer goat's milk to cow's milk.
Mm. After all, Helen, anyone with an interest in health is likely to prefer goat's milk to cow's milk.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
I think you might be onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative milks are very popular in the health food market. And now we don't have our own herd, there's no reason for us to be tied to cow's milk anymore.
No, that's just what I was thinking.
It might just be the USP we're looking for, Susan.
Exactly.
So where did you get the idea from?
Oh, you know, I was just on my break and it came to me out of the blue.
Very impressive.
A flash of inspiration. I get them quite a lot, actually.
Well, let me talk to Tom about it, and I'll get back to you.
Hello again, Lexi.
Ah, the priest on a motorcycle.
Sometimes. Evening, Susan.
Evening.
How was your workshop?
All very enlightening, thank you. And your trip to Felpersham? I hope everything was satisfactory.
It was, thank you very much.
Oh, have you been to Felpersham, Lexi?
Yes, I've just returned.
Business or pleasure?
Well, Roy came with me, so I'll let you decide.
Oh, a day out together. Very nice.
It was.
Anything else?
No, that is all.
Right, that's 1862, please.
Ah, thank you.
Paying by card?
Yes.
Right, just pop it in.
And then we got home and realised there was no food in the house.
Pop your pin in.
Yeah, thank goodness for the shop, eh?
Yes, indeed.
Right, that's done. Thank you. Do you want to receive?
Oh, no, thank you. Have you got the room?
Yeah, no, it's just these two. Hi, Susan.
Oh, right, you are.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye. See you. Hey, I don't know if you've heard, Susan, but it looks like we've settled on what to do for the Lenten appeal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Did I mention this idea about complaining?
I think so. That's 325.
Right, you are. Well, we're going ahead with it. I know it's something I'm guilty of from time to time. I'm sure we all are.
Some more than others.
So, as well as raising money, I'm hoping this is going to encourage people to focus on the positives in their lives. Things to feel grateful for. Here we are, 325.
So, how will it work then?
Well, it'll be voluntary, of course, but anyone who signs up will then find themselves complaining. Say, £1 to the charity.
Oh, well, that's very trusting of you, Alan. You can put me down as the first.
Ah.
Although it won't raise much money. I'm really not much of a complainer.
Well, you're not quite the first, you see. Linda Snell's already signed up.
Linda? Typical.
Pardon?
Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, well, thanks for being such a good sport.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Evening.
See you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
Susan, I wondered if you'd still be on.
Oh, yes, until 7.
I actually came down to do some shopping, but since you're here, I can give you the good news.
Oh, good news?
Mm-hmm. I've spoken to Tom. We're going to give you a chance with a goat's milk kefir idea.
Oh, I am pleased.
You'll need to prove you can come up with a consistent product, of course.
Oh, naturally.
And it's got to be something that'll appeal without flavourings or additives. So, if you think you can do it...
I'll give it my very best shot. Oh, thank you, Helen.
Roy?
Yeah?
Where did this hamper come from?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Any excuse to start interfering in people's lives?
Why is Jennifer sending us food?
Well, to keep you and the baby healthy, apparently.
But I'm not even pregnant yet.
Do you like frangipane?
Not especially.
Better get used to it. Jennifer's speciality.
Actually, this is very good.
What is it?
I don't know, some sort of savoury pastry. But I'm perfectly capable of cooking for myself.
Won't need to cook tonight, anyhow.
Not tomorrow night.
No, there's heaps.
No, I mean for a different reason. It's time to tell you what I've arranged for your birthday, Mr. 40, tomorrow.
Oh?
I've booked us a room and dinner at Galton Grange.
Oh, sounds lovely. Bit of a busman's holiday.
What?
Well, you know, as we're both in the hospitality business, a night in a hotel.
Ah, but Galton Grange is a haunted hotel.
Is it?
And we're going to have the full supernatural package.
Oh, Lexi.
Chills and frights galore, as it was horror that first brought us together.
Oh, that is so thoughtful. Thank you.
Oh, what timing?
It's a message from beyond.
No, it's Jennifer.
What?
She hopes I like the gift basket. The first of many.
Told you. This is just the start.
I've got some information sheets for Jill. Is she in?
Sorry, Kirsty, no.
Day out in Worcester.
With Carol Tregoring.
Oh, okay, no problem. Could I leave them for her?
Of course.
I said I'd sort them out for her after that meeting on Wednesday. That one's on the long-term effects of TCE. This is about the legal position. Oh, and this is an article about a similar case of illegal dumping in County Durham.
I'll make sure she gets them.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. Right, I'll see you then.
You're not working today?
Not until 2, Pip. So I thought I'd head up to Arkwright Lake for an hour.
It's a lovely day for it.
If a bit cold.
Oh, I'll be in the hide. So it's out of the wind anyway.
Well, that's something.
With any luck, I might see a snipe. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Jill's been really looking forward to her day out.
Yeah, hasn't she?
It's her time of life. It's important for her to spend it how she wants.
Definitely.
Without being tied down to looking after all of us.
Of course, Mum.
She already does too much.
Well, she loves it, though. She was made to look after people. It's in her blood.
But we must make sure we don't exploit her. Just because she's willing to help doesn't mean we should always expect it.
No, totally. Did you want to take a look at the stuff I brought back for the new parlour?
Yeah.
Go on. Well, there's quite a lot of literature to read through.
Looks like you've got a good range there.
Yeah, and Russ was really helpful.
Oh, yeah, I know these people.
They've been around for ages, haven't they? And they do the whole package. Assess, design and install.
That's what we'd want, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I guess we'd be looking at something like this.
Well,
like the 2020 herringbone we've got now, but with all the new technology.
Possibly.
Health and fertility monitoring and all that. Oh, and an automatic wash system. How wonderful that'd be. Just press one button at the end of Milton and walk away.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Anything we could do to speed the process up.
Absolutely. In fact, that's why Russ said we ought to consider this sort of system.
How does... I don't quite get it, Pip. It looks like a petrol station.
What on earth's that?
Sweet potato and lentil bake.
If Kate were, I thought we'd have a break from that hippie food.
Well, it's not for you.
Good.
It's for Lexi. high in vitamin A and folate, which is vital for expectant mums.
You do realise she's not pregnant yet, don't you, Jenny?
Well, no harm in getting her into good habits.
As long as I don't have to eat it.
Oh, don't whinge, Brian. You should take a leaf out of Alan's book and give up moaning for Lent.
Not moaning for 40 days. Fat chance of anyone round here sticking to that.
Yes, all right, Brian.
Sorry, just a bit on edge about this meeting.
Aren't we all?
Debbie, hi. Yes, I suppose so. What is it?
There you are, Mum. Thanks, Pip.
So, what do you think?
Okay. First obvious thing. It's not a parlour building as we know it, is it?
No.
Flat roof, open sides.
It's based on a New Zealand design.
Oh, I didn't come across one while I was out there. Shame. It would have been interesting to see how it worked.
Mm. One of the biggest advantages is throughput. With our layout, you know how long it takes to get one batch out and the next one in. Well, cows don't exactly hurry, do they?
No.
And it only takes one of them to try to snaffle some leftover feed on the way in to hold the whole lot up.
136 is a devil for that. Greedy old thing.
But with this setup, while you're milking one lot, the next batch are coming in. So they're ready and waiting.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
So as soon as the cluster drops off on one side, you just swing the arm over to the corresponding stool on the other side.
And you can get fast exit technology for herringbones.
Well, it's still not as fast as this. And, OK, I'm not thinking of anything like Josh's 1,000 cows, but it would certainly help when we do expand. Especially as we'd want to keep it to a single operator system.
I can't see much about the diagnostics.
Well, Ross reckons you don't really need them.
Does he?
Yeah, and it means the overall cost is much lower.
Really? Well, what sort of price are we looking at?
Oh, maybe 200k? Whereas if we went for a more conventional setup with all the bells and whistles, you could reckon on closer to 300 or 350.
Well, I must admit that sounds attractive. But I'm not sure about the building. With no walls, it's going to be pretty cold working there in the winter.
I think I could cope.
Yeah, but it isn't just you who'll be using it, remember?
We should go and see a farm that's using one and see what they say.
Yeah, that's essential. We want to do that for all the possible systems.
Well, so until we do, can you keep an open mind?
Of course. And I'm sure your dad'll have some thoughts as well.
Oh, you can guarantee that.
Well, thanks, Pip. You've done a really thorough job here.
Right, it's my pleasure.
Oh, but now I better smart myself up a bit.
Where are you going out?
Not exactly. This partner's meeting at Home Farm.
Oh, of course.
I don't want to turn up in my overalls. Not in Jennifer's nice dining room.
Good luck with it.
Thanks. I reckon it's going to be pretty fraught.
Oh, it's great to see that being fixed at last.
Say again?
I said it's... Oh, it's you.
Well, hello. Didn't we cross swords the other night?
All the people the management committee could have picked.
Actually, I approached them about the job.
Oh, right. And how much are you charging?
Nothing. Doing it as a freebie.
So, how did you even know the panel needed replacing?
I'd noticed the rot getting worse over my last couple of visits, and... Look, I know we disagreed at the meeting, but I did think you made a valid point about action rather than talk. Sorry, I can't remember your name.
Kirsty.
So, I reckoned, Kirsty, rather than thinking something needed doing, why not get on and do it?
No, hold on. When you say your last few visits, you mean to the hide?
Yeah.
So, are you saying you're a birder?
I wouldn't necessarily use that word, but birds are fascinating, don't you think?
How'd you drive a combine away with no one noticing?
Debbie thinks it was an inside job, but we were able to talk while she was waiting for the police to arrive.
So she won't be online for the meeting?
She'll join us if she can, Alice, but she expects to be tied up for quite a while. So I filled her in, and the upshot is she's on board.
What does that mean?
Well, she basically sees the situation the way I do.
Really? Well, I think I'd like to have a chat with her as well.
Of course, you're entitled to talk to your sister any time you like, Adam.
Come on through, Ruth. I think everyone else is... Yeah, yes, here they are.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Sit down, Ruth, sit down. Thanks for coming.
No problem. A coffee?
I've not long had one, thanks. Maybe in a bit.
Oh, well, just help yourself.
I'll just call Kate.
I'm sorry I couldn't get to the public meeting. David gave me the gist.
Did it come with a health warning?
Adam.
Oh, it was pretty horrendous. Talk about counterproductive.
At least Brian had the guts to face the public.
Yeah, and by the end he'd managed to turn even more of them against him.
You don't know that.
Yeah, and created a poisonous story on the Westbury Courier's website into the bargain. Have you seen it?
No.
Well, just search for Farmer Goes Down in Flames.
Oh, Adam, darling, don't exaggerate.
Oh, really, Mum? Still a pretty spot-on description, and it was entirely Brian's fault.
That audience was against me from the start.
Well, what did you expect? And then he tried to buy them off with a Brian Aldridge Village fate? You were lucky they didn't lynch you.
Adam, really?
I'm starting Brian to think that this is
you may not like it, but it's true.
They just tried to keep order and give Brian a...
Shh, everyone! I can't hear Kate.
Usual suspects, really. Teal, Shoveler, Potchard.
Male or female?
Oh, male. The easy one.
Yeah.
I saw Gadwell last week.
There's one or two about.
And as I was parking, there were a few lapwing on the next door field. Delayed me starting the job, that did.
I bet.
I don't know if it's wishful thinking, but I'm wondering if there's more of them about this year.
Well, be nice to think so.
I'm Philip, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Look.
What?
I don't get it. You obviously love birds, so why is a fox any different?
You do know that country sports are actually hugely beneficial for wildlife, don't you?
Oh, don't give me that.
Yeah, it's true, Kirsty, because of habitat management.
What about raptors on grouse moors?
Oh, well, that sort of thing's a bit above my pay grade. I certainly don't agree with poisoning bait and all that.
Oh, good.
But look, here's an example closer to home. A while back, there was some storm damage at the hunt kennels. And Shula, you know Shula?
Yeah, of course.
She got me in to mend the roof. And while I was there, I saw the damage had disturbed some little owls. So with her permission, I put up some nest boxes, and now they're really well established. You should take a look at them sometime.
I don't think I'll be visiting the hunt kennels anytime soon.
Well, that's up to you. But I hope you realise I ride the hounds because I love the countryside.
Well, OK, I see that. But the rest, we'll just have to agree to disagree. Kate?
Kate? Can you hear us?
She's typing.
Oh. This technology is all very well when it works.
Isn't it?
She says she can hear everything. She'll message if she's got anything to say.
Right. So what we need to do...
Adam, do you mind if I say something?
Well, I just think we have
to... You have rather monopolised proceedings so far, darling.
Yes, all right. Go on, Alice.
Okay. This is how I see it. No one wanted this contamination to happen. Least of all, Dad.
Of course.
And we're all human. We all make mistakes occasionally. I'd hate it if something I knew nothing about came back to bite me on the bum in 40 years' time.
But this is about criminal negligence. Look how much it's costing us.
Okay. Maybe Dad should have stood over them at the time and checked everything that was dumped in that dried-out pond. Mm. But it's easy to say that with hindsight. I think he's the victim here.
This is what I've been trying to say.
And now the press... The Environment Agency, the whole village is gunning for him.
No, not the whole village.
Practically, Mum.
So, I think we've got a choice. Do we line up with the opposition, or do we stand firm with Dad? And with our farm and our home?
But it's our farm and our home that's being threatened.
But to be fair, not by Brian. The threat comes from whoever dumped those poisons.
Yeah, under Brian's nose.
But that's done. It's ancient history.
We do need to decide how we're going to cope now.
If a family's got a crisis and it's divided against itself, it's almost impossible to cope. I know that only too well.
Exactly. I think we should pledge to keep the past in the past and face this together as a strong unit.
And what does Kate think? Kate!
Oh, she's typing.
Oh.
She says yes.
Yes what?
Yes, she agrees.
So, Adam...
Okay, okay.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I won't rock the boat.
Thank you. Thank you all. That means a huge amount to me. And I know that with your support, we will weather this storm.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Nick Robinson, and I present a podcast called Political Thinking, which tries to do just that. Think about politics. Longer, more conversational interviews which examines the thinking of the people who shape our world, whether they're political leaders like Ruth Davidson or Ed Miliband or Francis O'Grady of the TUC, or writers and comics like Armando Iannucci, or campaigners like Peter Tatchell. Please join us and listen. You can download the podcast now. Just search online for Political Thinking with Nick Robinson.